Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And you are live on the At Home Show here, 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you today on this, the Independence Day weekend. And the topic for today really coincides with the weekend that we're having. And we have called our show today All Decked Out. So we're going to talk about decks, anything that you want to know about decks. Maybe there are things that you don't want to know about decks. We'll cover that today. Alongside me today, Jay Ellsworth, who is a 30-year veteran of the industry, joins me. And thanks for coming on the show today, Jay.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk decking. We're going to kind of take a bigger picture view of decking than we've done in the past. You know, we've had manufacturers like AZEK come on the show. We've had TimberTech as well as we've had some cedar experts come on the show to talk about decking in relation to their category. Today we're going to take that plane up to 35,000, 40,000 feet and really give a general overview of the decking segment of the industry and answer your questions in relation to this topic. 395-1450 is our number today and every day, 395-1450. So call in with your questions or comments. You know, Jay, I think a great place to start, and most of the time when people think about decking, they think treated decking.
Yep.
And I think let's talk about that. Is treated dead right now in terms of a viable option for the market?
Well, it's still a very viable option. Still the biggest category of decking, you know, that's out there right now between the treated and cedar decking, wood decking, and all of the composites. A lot of that has to do with the price of it. Everybody has it, you know, and it's a good product, you know, for its intended use.
Right. Now, in terms of treated decking, I know that I have friends that have a 2x6 decking product. Their deck is, you know, maybe 15, 20, or even 25 years old, and they have the 2x6 treated deck. Is that 2x6 deck board still used? Is it in the marketplace, or is that treated decking kind of taken on has it evolved into something different?
Yeah, that 2x6 treated decking is evolved into a 5/4 board, which is typically a net 1-inch thick, radiused edge, they call it. It's a lot nicer, neater, cleaner looking board than what that original 2x6 was.
Yeah, so that 2x6, and I'm not sure if the listeners caught that, but you had mentioned the 5/4 has a radius edge, right?
Correct. Yep, radius edged.
Now, that 2x6 is more of a square edge, 90-degree type look.
Yep. Inch and a half, you know, a little thicker, a little bulkier look, not quite as nice looking as what this radius edge decking is.
So most of the decks that are in the marketplace today have followed suit, really, with that radiused edge treated decking.
Yep.
Is that correct?
All of the composites out there are pretty much all the same size, you know, that radius edge 5/4, which is a 1-inch thick, 5.5 inches wide, kind of an eased edge on it. Gets a nice finish, neat look to it.
395-1450. For those of you who are just joining the At Home Show here with Mark VandenBosch, we are talking decking with Jay Ellsworth, who has, again, been in the industry for several years, and I know decking is kind of a wheelhouse of yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a listener out there, maybe the listener or they have family or friends, have an existing deck, and just for the sake of this portion of the show, we've talked about decking, treated decking, that is.
Correct.
If they want to take off a treated deck, they've got that 2x6 treated deck on top of their framework, how easy is that to do? And take us through kind of the steps that you recommend them to go through to make sure that they can get a refreshed deck.
Well, the biggest challenge with that is obviously going to be trying to remove the old decking that's on there, because it's all labor intensive. There's no easy way to do it, whether they have to be pried off or cut off. If you're fortunate enough where the deck boards were screwed on and you can back the screws out, that's the easiest way. The biggest thing you need to be concerned with is when you take that decking off is that you don't destroy the integrity of the joists that the decking are fastened to, because then that'll, you know, that's going to create some more cost to repair those before you can put your, you know, your upgraded deck boards down.
So a lot of those decks back in the day really were nailed down.
Correct? Most of them were nailed down, you know, so they don't remove very easy.
Right. So if you do get to that point where, you know, again, you want to refresh your deck, right, and you tear it off, what are the other considerations that really have to be taken into account as a homeowner?
Well, if you're upgrading to some of the newer composites, there's a little more weight factor involved with those. So the joist size, the spacing, how big your deck is, the structural integrity of it, the posts that are used, the beams underneath it, you know, all that support structure becomes a lot more critical with the newer composite decks than it did with the older treated wood decks that were out there. So that has to be taken into consideration. Needs to be, you know, you need to have almost a, not necessarily a professional, but let your supplier know what you have underneath there. So, you know, we can make sure you've got the right structure before you start with the new decking.
Yeah, that structure is a big component of it. You know, part of the equation, and I do want to make sure that we reiterate this to our listeners, is the spacing of the deck. I know that a lot of times those decks with the joists were spaced at, what, 2 foot on center,
yeah,
with a 2x6 treated deck board,
right? A lot of more. Now, 16 inch is pretty much the standard that you have. You can't really go much more than that on anything at all.
Okay, so simply if a homeowner would take off the decking, or if they're looking at maybe doing this type of project, if it is a 2 foot on center spacing on those joists, those 2x10, 2x8, 2x12 joists, they really need to consider, or not even necessarily consider, but they have to make sure that they budget into their equation the putting a joist. Would you put a joist between the joists? Is that how you roll that?
You'd have to put joists in between those joists without the exception of removing all of them. You know, then you'd have to put joists in between so your spans would, you know, would carry the load of the decking.
Right, so it definitely is an option. I mean, obviously you can take down the whole entire deck and start over, but
correct.
I know that there's a lot of folks that do want to refresh the deck,
yep,
without necessarily having to remove the framework of it.
Yep. And like I said, that's where it's important that we know what the size of the joists are and how long they are, you know, the span from one end to the other. And we can make sure you've got the correct structure before we start with the new deck product that you're putting on top of it.
We're talking decking on the At Home Show today here on 1450 WHTC. We started the first segment of our show talking a lot about treated, also talking about refreshing existing decks. We're going to move into talking about composite and other decking alternatives. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, along with Jay Ellsworth here. We're talking decking, and the show is entitled All Decked Out. Had a informative first segment talking about treated, and yes, treated is still relevant in today's world. It may be a perfect fit for you as a listener. There are other types of wood species, though, that are available. And some of them relatively new, some of them have been timeless, Jay.
Yep.
Why don't you talk a little bit about those other options?
Well, there's the cedar decking, western red cedar decking, which is has the natural oils and tannins, so it's naturally resistant to rot and decay, you know, insects. It's a great product, you know, and step up above and from treated, yes, you know, but it's still that natural wood product, you know. And then you've got your hardwoods, your Ipe decking, you know, some people call it ironwood. There's a tiger wood decking out there that's in that hardwood, you know, some of the exotic woods. you know, for the traditionalists that like to stay with that wood decking.
So with cedar, and just kind of popped in my mind while we were talking, and I guess with any type of decking, we'll talk about more when we talk composites too, but the length of the boards is, I've had more people ask about the length of boards in the last 5 years than they did in the previous 10, 15 years, where people are more and more, I think concerned maybe is the wrong word, but they're more and more astute in terms of trying to minimize the seams on a deck.
Correct.
How long can you get treated decking in, and also cedar and ipe for that matter?
In a treated decking, you know, 16 foot for a while was about the longest we could get, but there are available on some special order basis up to 18 and 20 foot in the cedar decking as well as treated also. So that helps minimize those seams and those splices that you have on your deck. So the traditional, you know, 12 by 16 deck that a lot of people went with so they wouldn't have any seams has grown now where we can get 18 and 20 foot deck boards, you know, in that wood decking, which is a good benefit. So you don't have to see those unsightly, you know, butt joints and seams that tend to always create havoc on your deck.
You know, what I've loved over the last 20 years is to see the industry as a whole evolve, and technology has brought with it new products, specifically for what we're talking about today, decking. And one of those products is the composite deck, right?
Correct.
The composite deck product, which exploded onto the scene roughly, what, 10, 12 years ago today?
Yeah.
Where I think, I'm not saying overnight, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. In a short period of time, we went from not knowing what a composite deck was because it wasn't in existence to having 60, 70 different manufacturers that came out.
Correct.
Talk us through that, because I think it's a relevant part of our discussion today when people are looking at composite decks and making decisions on what type of deck to pick out, if composite is what kind of fits their bill.
Right. Well, like you said, Mark, you know, that, you know, 10, 12 years ago when it started to come really prevalent, those products, you know, a lot of first generation wood fiber plastic composites, and there were some issues with those. You know, there was, you know, they scratched, faded, you know, they were, you know, stains, you know, the mold and mildew issues. But since then, the manufacturers have done a wonderful job, you know, creating better, more improved products to get away from some of that stuff. So the fear, you know, we get a lot of customers that, you know, they're that fear of those deck boards splitting and cracking and staining just like the wood products are not virtually a thing of the past, but almost, you know, the technology now that's out there. They've done a great job improving the looks, you know, the colors of them. You know, it's just phenomenal what the manufacturer been able to do, you know, with those type of products.
Well, it's interesting because the decking industry followed the building industry, whereas there was this tremendous boom in composites where 60, 70 manufacturers came on the scene. Well, then the downturn happened and some of that first gen product really wasn't performing.
Correct.
And today, how many manufacturers of composites are there really out in the market?
If you look regionally, you know, throughout the whole country, there's maybe, you know, 35 to 45 still. But out of all of those, there's maybe, you know, we could count on one hand that are the majority of them, four or five.
Right. And I think the point that I would like to get across, I think, Jay, you would follow suit is, you know, when you look at a manufacturer, a composite manufacturer, look at the tier one, the top level products like the TimberTech, the AZEK, the Trex of the world, the ones that have a larger market share, they've invested in R&D. They're the ones that are going to be tried and true, really, for the long term.
Yeah, none of those manufacturers, you know, they're constantly every day updating, you know, their product line offers and their quality. The R&D, like you said, Mark, is, you know, it's just, it improves on a daily basis. And those companies, they're around to make a good product that they want it to last a lifetime for you. And that's why a lot of them are getting into the, you know, 25-year warranty, limited lifetime warranties. You know, they're getting stain and fade warranties now on their products. They've come a long way, and I think there's even more room for them to grow.
lot of people spending time on their decks, more so than really ever before. And I know this weekend is a big weekend to just hang out in the backyard and have a barbecue. And it's maybe more than likely that you as a listener are going to be hanging out on a deck that has a composite type product on. For those that are considering putting a deck on, today has been hopefully an informative show. We talked about links with the treated and the cedar.
Yes.
What links are out there, again, for those who are kind of trying to map out the size of their deck and want to minimize or even eliminate having to have seams, what are the links that folks can get with composite decking?
In the composite decking, we're at any of the manufacturers, they come in 12-foot lengths, 16-foot lengths, and 20-foot lengths. So whether you would go with an AZEK or a TimberTech or a Trex, it's all generic as far as what lengths are available.
So pretty fixed in terms of the length that you can get. We're going to talk about the whole idea of maintenance when it comes to really all the decks that we've talked about today. We're going to do that right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the final segment on the At Home Show today. Mark VandenBosch along with Jay Ellsworth today. If you have missed most of the show and just are coming on now, we're talking about decking. The show is entitled All Decked Out, and we've had a lot of fun so far. Remember, if you do miss a show, you can go to WHTC.com and check out the podcast. We are thankful for all the listeners out there and all of your support each and every week. So 395-1450, we got time if you have a last-minute question or comment, you can call right in. But for now, we're going to move into talking about a myth. You know, this whole idea of the myth of maintenance or the myth of no maintenance really is probably more fitting. Again, the two segments prior, we talked a lot about the different types of decking that are out there, that are on the marketplace. And the idea of no maintenance really did burst on the scene along with some of the composites that came on, and that was a big misnomer. Can we talk a little bit about that and how you see that portion of things in this product category?
Yeah, definitely, Mark. Yeah, like you said, when the advent of the composite decks really burst onto the market, you know, they were sold as a, you know, no maintenance type product, and that's, you know, it was, you know, for lack of better words, kind of a misnomer. Low maintenance would be a much better way to put that, and that's how they're marketed today, you know, and they are a very low maintenance product. You still need to keep your deck clean. You need to wash it if you want it to look nice, you know. So that term low maintenance, you know, got everybody in the industry in a little bit of trouble at times, but the complete low maintenance is the way to go, and they are definitely low maintenance, you know, with the color fast, you know, the stain resistance, the mold resistance, and all that stuff. They are truly a low maintenance product when you compare them to what, you know, the traditional wood deckings that are out there in the market.
We talked a lot about the fasteners of decks, and back in the day, really nails were prevalent. Oh, we've got a call. Welcome to the At Home Show. The At Show Home. You are live.
I'm on.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, Randy.
Say, if you were going to make a planting bed, what would you make it out of? Say, 4 foot by 12 foot, 32, 36 inches high.
Okay, so kind of a raised bed for planting.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Jay, I've got a thought, but I'd like to hear what your thoughts are, too.
Well, you know, on something like that, I think probably your best product that you'd be able to use would be a cedar-type product, you know.
Two-by?
Yeah, two-by, you know, and depending on the height, you know, that you wanted to build it, you know, they offer cedar products all the way from two-by-four all the way up to two-by-12 in height, as you would say.
Yeah.
You know, Randy, another option, and Jay, maybe you can weigh in on this too, but We did a few of these at our church. We've got a garden in the front lawn, and we did some Azek, which is a PVC product, and we use that. That comes in a few different colors for the discerning eye, and that's another option too.
Definitely a good option.
What church is that?
It's Calvary Reformed on the on 8th Street up in the Heights.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, well, hey, Randy, we gotta head out, but thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Right, so in our brief time left, just the installation of these products really has evolved along with the products.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, like we had said earlier in the traditional wood decking, you know, they were, you know, basically, you know, 90% of them, if not more, were nailed down. With the new composites, you know, the advent of the hidden fasteners, clips, you know, the deck boards are grooved. You know, colored screws to match the color of the decking, you know, screws with plugs to go to cover up the heads of the screws. You know, you can virtually install your deck now without even seeing any fasteners whatsoever.
You know, so screwing the decks is basically the best practice
definitely.
For putting the decking down.
Yep.
How about spacing on a deck? Can you just give us a 30-minute synopsis on how to space decking?
Oh, the deck board spacing, depending on which deck board you have, about an eighth inch to a quarter inch between the deck boards is standard in the industry, and that allows for a little bit of expansion and contraction.
And when you put a treated deck down, you really want to do that pretty tight, right?
Yep. They shrink up quite a bit more, so.
Well, Jay, it's been a great show.
Thank you.
And,
yes, it has.
Really appreciate having you on. We'll probably do it again here maybe this fall and talk
definitely.
A little bit about railing.
Yep, that'd be a great thing to do.
So, and thanks again to all the listeners for tuning in each and every week to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark Vandenbosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.